Your bank shows you two balances. The gap between them is where overdrafts come from. Open a banking app and there are usually two numbers, a current balance and an available balance. They are rarely equal, neither is wrong, and the space between them is where most surprise fees are born. Here is what each one is actually counting. The simple version. Most bank accounts display two balances. The current balance, sometimes called the ledger balance, is what is actually posted to the account. The available balance is that number adjusted for holds and for transactions that have been authorized but not yet completed. Neither number is a mistake and neither is the true one. They describe different moments. The current balance is the past, everything that has finished settling, and the available balance is the bank's estimate of the present, accounting for money that is spoken for but not yet gone. The numbers. The ledger balance, also called the current balance, is the account balance that is not reduced by any holds from pending transactions, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The available balance is the ledger balance plus any deposits that have not yet cleared but are made available, less any pending debits that have been authorized but not yet settled, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Because a pending transaction is authorized but not yet settled, the moment a purchase reduces your available balance and the moment it reduces your current balance can be days apart, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Merchants can place authorization holds for an estimated amount rather than the final one, which is common at gas stations, hotels, and restaurants, where a tip or incidentals may be added later, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Under Regulation CC, the minimum amount of a check deposit a bank must make available for withdrawal by the opening of business on the next business day is $275, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Regulation CC threshold adjustments. The large deposit threshold, above which a bank may apply a longer hold, is $6,725, and the same figure applies to next day availability in a new account, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Those amounts replaced $225 and $5,525 on July 1, 2025, under the Inflation Adjustment Regulation CC requires every 5 years Federal Reserve. Why the two numbers drift apart? Three mechanisms open the gap, and they work differently from each other. The first is authorization holds. When you swipe a card, the merchant asks your bank to confirm the money is there, and the bank sets that amount aside. Your available balance drops immediately. Your current balance does not change until the transaction settles, and in between the money is neither fully yours nor fully gone. The second is estimated holds, which are the ones that catch people. At a gas station, the final amount is unknown when you swipe, so a placeholder is authorized. At a restaurant, the hold may not include the tip you write, and at a hotel, it may cover incidentals you never use. The third is deposits. Federal rules under Regulation CC govern how quickly a bank must make deposited funds available, and they allow part of a larger deposit to be held longer. So a deposited check can show up in your current balance while some of it is not yet available to spend, which is the same gap running the other direction. Put together, the available balance is the more useful number for deciding whether a purchase will clear, because it is the one the bank is actually working from. It is also an estimate, built partly on holds that may not match the final charges. The real cost lends on spending to the available balance. The practical risk is specific, and it is not carelessness. It is a timing mismatch between two systems. Spending down to the available balance leaves no room for a hold that settles higher than it was authorized for, such as a restaurant charge that arrives with the tip added. A hold that drops off before its transaction settles can make the available balance rise temporarily, showing money that is already committed. Deposits and payments posting on different days than expected can reorder what clears and what does not. The consequence of guessing wrong is a fee, and we have covered separately how the overdraft fee model works and what it costs. None of that is a reason to distrust the numbers. It is a reason to read the available balance as what it is, a working estimate that lags reality in both directions, rather than as a statement of what you have. The current balance is what has finished. The available balance is what the bank thinks is left, Neither is wrong, and the space between them is where the fees lie. What this means? When the two numbers disagree, the useful move is to find out which pending items explain the gap, because every banking app lists them. A hold from 3 days ago that has not settled, or a deposit that is only partly available, will account for almost every discrepancy. The broader habit transfers beyond banking. Any system that authorizes now and settles later produces two versions of the truth for a while, and the one you can act on is rarely the one that has finished. Knowing which number a system is showing you is most of the skill. What this is not. This is not advice about choosing a bank, an account, or an overdraft setting, and it is not a recommendation of any financial institution or product. This is not guidance on avoiding fees or managing an account balance, which depends on individual circumstances. This is not a claim that any bank displays balances improperly. Showing both figures is standard practice and reflects a real distinction. Funds availability rules and hold practices vary by institution. Sources: Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Consumer Financial Protection Circular 2022-06, Unanticipated Overdraft Fee Assessment Practices. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/compliance/circulars/consumer financial protection circular/2022-06 Unanticipated Overdraft Fee Assessment Practices / Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Availability of Funds and Collection of Checks Regulation, CC Threshold Adjustments. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/rules-policy/final-rules/availability-funds-and-collection-checks-regulation-cc-threshold-adjustments/ Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, Agencies Announce Inflation-Adjusted Regulation CC Thresholds, May 13, 2024. https://www.federalreserve.gov/news-events/press-releases/bcreg-20240513 AHTM Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, How Long a Bank Can Hold Deposited Funds. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/how-quickly-can-I-get-money-after-I-deposit-a-check-into-my-checking-account-what-is-a-deposit-hold-n 1023/